Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You know, it's not easy doing what I do. Easier being a DJ, and I've decided to become a DJ.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming what you think you're doing is pretty pure.
Well, I wouldn't say pure, because I think I embrace all of the darkness and kind of garbage of life, if it were. But I certainly wouldn't call myself a DJ, you know. I'm a sonic bard, I'm a doorway, a philosopher king, a fog wanderer, a monkey wrench, a warrior poet, pocket savior, a gutter snipe, a paladin of the lost hour, a night dancer on the ruined balustrade of the forgotten citadel of impossible secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 50 more. That's like the intro to the show.
Okay.
There's a light, a certain kind of light.
To love somebody the way I love you.
In my parade, I see your face again.
Somebody, the way I love you. I don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody the way I love you.
Somebody. Sorry, people. I missed the cue there. Hey, if it's noon on a Thursday and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, it means you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts with your host, Duncan. That's me. At the top there, we heard the Bee Gees from the 60s when they weren't sorry, like pantomime exaggerations of themselves. A song To Love Somebody. Beautiful song. Great for karaoke. My friend Michelle proved that. After that, we heard a new track by the guy, Ben Gibbard, the guy from Death Cab for Cutie. Not a huge Death Cab for Cutie fan. He sang that song with Feist, but I love that song. That song is by Vashti Bunyan. It was on her recent compilation, Some Things Just Stick in the Mind. I love that song. So I thought I'd give Gibbard a chance. I like the Postal Service. Thought I'd, give you an opportunity to play a song here. So you're welcome. I hope you appreciate it. Today's show, there's going to be lots of new stuff. Tons of great ads. Our music director here at CITR, Luke Mead, has been working overtime to bring quality music. So we're going to hear a few songs from Toronto bands. We've got The Blanket. Well, technically, maybe an L.A. band now. Steven's moved to L.A., but we've got some Hank, some other Blocks Recording Club things, some Anthony, some good stuff. Stay tuned, please. I'm a little under the weather, I have to warn you. Let's see. Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, the Mei Shi, playing with Shearing Pinks, who we'll hear later, Certain Breeds and Sex Party. Friday, Supreme Beings of Leisure. Saturday night, the early show is The Album Leaf, and the late show is Glory Days, the very successful club night at Biltmore. The special guest band that night is Vapid. Also next Tuesday, Sorcerers are playing with Adelaide. So come check them out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. And thank you, Biltmore Cabaret, for your continued support. All right, so next week, next Thursday and Friday, Nick Kravacik of Piano and No Kids fame has written a prison musical, and it's being presented as a part of the Push Festival. And if you go Thursday night, the second band is Parenthetical Girls. They're label mates on Tom Lab, a German music label. So No Kids are about to go on tour with Parenthetical Girls, so I thought this would be a good time to play maybe a little Tom Lab set. So we're going to hear some No Kids' Old Iron Gate. That's not a song from the musical, but it sort of sounds like it could be from a prison musical. You know? Old Iron Gate? Are you with me? Then we're going to hear some Parenthetical Girls, their song, a song for Ellie Greenwich. And before that, we're going to hear, which you've already heard a little bit of, the OCs have a new 7-inch up called Carol Ann. They're also on Tom Lab. And I love them. Their album from last year, The Master's Bedroom, blah, 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 is fantastic. I really recommend it. It's very good washing your dishes music. Some of us need that kind of music to get through those dishes. So here, let's listen to Carol Ann and then some No Kids and some Parenthetical Girls. All right, here we go.
Sweet with sense of love, but lost of this love. chose, mother knows what's become of us. And should I start to show, well, heaven knows we'll soon be sus. False lies might I to do you somehow harm. I found much to distrust in what once ushered us through.
In the ties and pick one in the back row, ready to make eyes and oh, to sail away with you again, to go to Mystic Connecticut, to watch the drawbridge go up and the tall ships go in.
Nice job there, No Kids. That was Old Iron Gate from their album last year, Come Into My House, my favorite album of 2008. Great, great album. If you don't have it yet, go track it down. Before that, we heard some Parenthetical Girls, their song, a song for Ellie Greenwich. And at the top, the OCs with their Carol and 7-inch. I'm going to jump the gun a little bit and do show listings now, because now seems like a perfectly good time to do it. So tonight, if you're looking for something to do, Meishi are playing with Shearing Pinks, Certain Breeds, and Sex Party at the Biltmore. Tomorrow night, Haunted Beard are playing with Shipyards, Kidnap Kids, and Loup Garou. Lujaru at Hokos. Also Friday night, Hercules and Love Affair is doing a DJ set with Pat Mahoney, Eric Devereaux, and Jason Lev at Celebrities. That should be a ridiculous good time. On Saturday, Dean Warham is doing a free Zulu store in-store performance. It's all ages. It's 4 p.m. Later that night, he and his partner are going to be performing as a part of the Push Festival, doing a performance in front of Andy Warhol screen tests. It's supposed to be very, very cool. And I don't think these screen tests have been really seen very much. There's lots of cool people in them, like Lou Reed. Definitely worth checking out. Also part of the Push Festival, a couple things. The Awkward Stage is playing a show. I believe that's on the 2nd of February. It's going to be their last show for a while, they say. So if you're an Awkward Stage fan, a fan of Shane Nelkin, get out there and check out the show. Also, my friend Kevin is performing or participating in a version of Trampoline Hall for Vancouver. Trampoline Hall was this lecture series set up in Toronto by Carl Wilson, who's a music writer, and Sheila Hetty, who's a magical writer. And they would solicit people to lecture on topics they weren't experts on. So, for example, Kevin is going to be lecturing on fraternal polyandry, despite the fact that he knew very little about that. He has researched it. He is ready for his lecture. But it should be pretty funny. So that all goes down Friday night at Performance Works. So worth checking out. The day before, however, on the 31st, is the Low Decibel Festival. That's happening at the Shed near 10th and Fraser. If you hang out at 10th and Fraser, I'm sure you can. Your inner music lover will draw you to the location. And it is a ridiculous offering. There's so many people. Collapsing Opposites, Unreliable Narrator, Chris Horrific, Rolmok, Adrian Teacher, Foa Me, Jay and Megan from International Falls, Aaron Reed, Rose Melberg, Alicia Rimbold, Shipyard, Sean Mrazek, Lives, Fanshaw, back from the dead. Love to hear it. Ben Gorodesky, Kidnap Kids, Madonna Bangers, Sean Maxey of the Doers, Joe Snyder, Garland and Yam, Search Party, Scott Bell, OIC, and Sarah Jane. My goodness. So my understanding is that it starts at 6 or so. There's no lineup, per se. They're going to draw names to see who goes on first, and then everyone gets to perform 2 songs with no electricity. So it's all acoustic. Should be a lot of fun. Wear a warm coat. That'll be my recommendation. And maybe go pee first, because the washroom facilities are a little limited at the Shed. Also Saturday night, Vapid at the Biltmore as part of Glory Days. Later in the week, Sorceress is playing with Adelaide at the Biltmore. Dixie's Death Pool is playing with Make Love, which is the new Andy Dixon project, and Buffalo Swans at the Railway. On the 5th, Dylan Thomas is playing with your Vancouver Vipers and Minto Chipman, Red Cedar, and Gref Band at the Biltmore. Also Broken Social Scene. He's playing with Tegan and Sarah at the Orpheum. Jack Fruit is playing with Ben Sinister and Adeline at Richards and Richards. And the Biltmores are playing at the Biltmore on the 6th. I'm not sure what that's about. Later in the month, just other notable shows you should be aware of. Anthony and the Johnsons are at the Vogue on the 27th of February. The Sadies are doing 2 shows at the Biltmore. The first one, Julie Dwaran's opening for, so that is very cool. That's on the 13th of February. Later in the month, Ariel Pink is playing at the Media Club on the March 21st. GZA is at the Commodore on the 24th of March. If you're a big GZA fan, I saw him at the Liquid Swords thing. It was cool. If you find a website called Vancouver's Awesome, I know they have the pre-sale code there. So if you want to get in on it, don't have to worry about the craziness of Saturday morning online ticket shopping. Get to Vancouver's Awesome and they'll hook you up. Also, Bonnie Prince Billy is coming to town on March 25th. The Ting Tings are playing the Commodore on the 11th. And Dan Deacon, May 26th, with Future Islands and Teeth Mountain. I'm sure he's going to be at Sasquatch as well, because he's in town. Okay, I've got to stop talking. One of the bands is playing the Low Decibel Festival. Adrian Teacher, his band is called, when he plays with electricity and other people, the band is called Apollo Ghost. They have a sensational new album. We're going to hear a song off of Hastings and Sunrise, that sensational new album. My friend Fanshaw, she is recording again. She recorded a new album a week and a half ago. She won Shindig and then kind of like dropped off the map, didn't You know, it looked like she was retiring from the biz, but she's back and better than ever, is what I hear from people that have heard the music. So we're going to hear one of her older songs and the only offering, one of the only offerings she has on MySpace, Strong Hips. So, yeah, here we go. And then I'm going to play a couple of other local things and, you know, keep it local. That's it's important. But first of all, here is Apollo Ghosts. I was queuing up another song, and I accidentally played another song on Apollo Ghost. So this is another song by Apollo Ghost. We're going to do a two-shot here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Reading my heart body. Yeah.
All right. That was Junior Major, local rockers. The song is called Secret Magic, or the album's called Secret Magic. The song was I Still Don't Hate You. Love it when I hear that. Always makes my day. Before that, we heard Rose Melberg. I can't remember the song. Again, another person. I played it off of MySpace. It's one of her nice songs. I'll look it up later. And you can find it on the blog later on if you're really interested in the song. Or you could just check her MySpace page. Before that, we heard Jason Zampano from his new album. Why is this happening? The Lofty Trade of Letters is the name of the song. And Rose's $9.99 a dozen is the name of the album. Jason Zampano still making such beautiful music. I love his instrumental music. It was recorded last spring and drawn with the music in mind that summer. Anyways, very good stuff. And at the top there, we heard Fanshawe, song Strong Hips. About 15 minutes left. I'm going to do a bit of a Blocks Recording Club Toronto set now. We've just gotten a package in here at CITR, and it's always a great day when the Block stuff comes. So they've, I guess they're going pretty vinyl heavy now, but they still send us little CDs so they don't have to send those records all the way across the country. So we're going to hear some $100, some Blanket, and some Hank. Hank is the first we're going to hear. The album, new album's called The Luck of the Singers, and we're going to hear the song Distraction. Prepare yourselves. It's going to be fun. Here we go.
It's just the day.
On February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning. A riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
From Mexico and up from Jamaica to Ontario for 12 hours a day, less than minimum wage. They work in the fields that Ontario farmers grow. The feeling of her's heavier than a cloud of pesticide, grows faster than the crops, and no modern surf can hide. He says, I'm tired, I wanna go home. I'm tired and I wanna go home. And out from the sidewalk, another little prior would be held in his hands. But his hands are for hire at an interested force. As a matter of course, families scatter like the seeds of the crops on which we gorge. The tourist hands welcome to make us that we export. With a trailer now for hotel and a greenhouse for resort. And the superstore fills up with their faces black and brown. At the closing of the week, when the help comes in town, they say, I'm tired, I wanna go home. I'm tired and I wanna go home. I'm tired and I wanna go home. I'm tired and I wanna go home. Mom's granddaddy, he got his lungs all black. And in return for passports in his family's bags are packed. He was a king who built his kingdom, and by design he stayed. But the ones who feed the king's mind
Nice, 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 nice. That was the $100. It's part of a new 7-inch series that the Blocks Recording Club in Toronto is putting out. And that was the song Migrant Workers with Owen Pallett of Final Fantasy on fiddle. Lovely stuff. Before that, we heard The Blanket from his album Pegatively Noisative. The song is called No Rainbows. And then Hank. Luck of the Singers is the album. Distraction is the song. All right, that's going to about do us. Thanks for listening. We're going to close things off here today with some Awkward Stage. If they really are playing their last song for a while, it's a good time to play them. So we're going to hear the song The Morons Are Winning, something that I always agree with. The morons are winning. Huh? Aren't they, Marielle? It sometimes feels that way. Except in the States where... things have turned around. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca and check out the blog duncansonnets.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and I'll see you next week, and if hopefully I'll see you at the Low Decibel Festival as well. Okay, bye.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker!
Here's the streaker!
Davies dropped back! He's got